many years ago, I heard this statement. It said, "This is it. This is all there is. There is nothing else but this, and this is it." It struck me in a very profound way when I heard it, and this is really back in the 70s, although I didn't understand it. It just felt like this is important. This is it. This is all there is. There is nothing else but this, and this is it. Spiritual life is a search to arrive at this. And when you arrive at this, you discover that this is it, and that this is all there is. So what exactly is this journey to this? What does it take to get to right here? How much effort do you have to make to be where you are at this very second? It's a very odd thing inside to think that you would say, "Please help me to be here, to be where I am. I need to be where I am." And yet somehow that resonates. And why does it resonate? Because most of us are not here. We're somewhere else. We're almost always somewhere else. As Ram Dass said, to be here now is what it's all about. But how do you not be here now? How is it possible to be here in this very space, in this instant, and not be here in this space, in this instant? Well, the answer is obvious on some level, and that is that while you are here, certainly physically present, your mind is not here. The mind is always on a journey. It's always somewhere else but where you are. And you know that because every time you sit down here, there seems to be a kind of battle. As much as you want to be here, you're not. You are wandering. You are lost. You are preoccupied. You're tired. You're wishing that you could be somewhere else. And so, in a funny way, the work of spiritual practice is very simple. It's just to be here, to return to this. And so what you first imagine that must mean is bring the mind back to this. Bring the mind back here. And it's like taking a wild horse. How do you bring the horse back to the stable when it keeps escaping over and over and over? Run out, grab the horse, pull it back into the stable, and poof, a second later it's gone out of the stable again, and it's always running and free, and it doesn't want to be here at all. And after a while, it gets tiring, trying to bring yourself back to here. And it's the exhaustion of that effort that finally leads some people to realize that even though the mind has gone on this unending journey and is still on that journey, you are not. You're still here while your mind is off playing. And if you're lucky, you become aware of that stable, simple, real place that you are in observation of this crazy mind that's gone off in all of the different directions. And you can kind of look at it and go, there it goes again. There goes my mind. Boy, look at that guy. He's running off into the far fields. He's taking the train to another world. You know, wow. And you start to relax with all that. You stop getting upset about it. You stop thinking, oh, what's wrong with me? Why can't I control this unbelievable force? Why can't I take it in and force it to stay still? The reason is you can't. You're not built to do that. No human being can make the mind just lock into its still point. But the still point is already there. And there is, in a certain sense, nothing to do other than to recognize that you are not your mind. There it goes again. And as you feel that stillness in you observing it, it's very relaxed. It's not doing anything. It's not making any effort to hold on to the mind. It's not making any effort to judge the mind. It's not making any effort to respond to the mind. It just sits there. Not only does it just sit there, it actually feels pretty wonderful. So the mind is off in its insane journey, and you haven't gone anywhere. You are here. This is it. This is all there is. And you sit in that state. And every time you find yourself being compelled into the mind journey, every time the mind starts to catch you in some place that really is a fascination or fear, and you watch yourself go there, you can go, I don't have to go there. I don't have to go on that trip. I can just be here. But if you find yourself having gone on that trip, and you're somewhere traveling through the universe of your own craziness, that's where you are. In a certain sense, that's where you are. I am insane. I am crazy now. I am in a place of constant preoccupation. And so you just look at that. And then suddenly, just by observing it, you're where you are, which is in observation of your mind's activity, of its craziness. And just by observing it, you have come back to this moment. You've come back to what is. It's the essence of spiritual work. Rudy says, help me to surrender. Help me to surrender. To what? To this. Help me to surrender to what is. That's what you're asking to surrender to. So how effortful does that asking have to be? I really want to surrender to what this is. You can do that. You can do that. Maybe something when you will listen to that. Right now! I want this now! You know, you can do that. But what are you asking? You're really yelling at your mind to shut up. You're yelling at your body to stop hurting. You're yelling at everything that is distracting you from just being. And how big an effort do you have to make? Well, everybody has to do what they have to do, honestly. Some people really have to do a dance. They have to do a number. Some people have to give up their life, go into a monastery, go into a cave, sit there for 30 years to understand this is what is. But is it any more what is in that cave than it is sitting at a desk in New York City? Is the what is, the truth of that moment, any greater in one place than another? Of course not. Where you are is where it is. This is it. This is all there is. And you can be sitting in a cave in a state of great transcendence, or you can be sitting at a desk in New York or on the subway or walking down the street and go, this is what is. And then, wow, the power of that. When that really erupts inside you, that's awakening. That's spiritual awakening. To realize that the truth of your life is this very second. Even the crazy mind on its journey is you. And to just acknowledge it is to recognize this. This is it. People sit in these Zen monasteries and they sit there for years practicing this stillness, and every time they start to waver and go fall a little asleep, someone hits them over the head or on the shoulder. And you go back to, where are you? Where do you come back to? Sitting in the monastery with your mind wandering. And you come back to clarity. For how long? Well, it depends on you. You may have a few seconds. You may go, I don't want him to hit me again. I don't want him to hit me again. I don't want to... And then you're into that kind of stillness, which is not stillness. It's just fear and loathing of, you know, being hit. But ultimately, what that's all about is the recognition that stillness is always available, and that you learn it by being present in your life. And that's really the work. Rudy said, take a breath, hold it for a few seconds, get as quiet as you can get, and say, please help me to surrender. Let me just be here now. People teach various forms. Nisargadatta said, just repeat to yourself, I am. I am. And he said that because the greatest truth of this moment, of what is that I am. What else is there? What else do you know for certain? What else do you know? You don't exactly know that anything else is. You don't really know that. You may think you do. But you really do know in the most unbelievably uncomplicated way, I am. I am. Right now, I am. I don't care what you say. You can tell me I'm not. You can tell me this doesn't happen, this isn't existing, I don't exist, but I know I exist. I am. This is it. The I am is it. You are it. And that it, that very fact of being, the very aspect of existence that you represent, is everything. And to recognize that, to awaken to that, to suddenly be aware of how all-encompassing it is spiritual awakening. It's why you come and sit still. You come and sit still so that the distractions of sitting still are much more accessible, much more unavoidable than the distractions of sitting in the cubicle in downtown Manhattan. You know, if you're sitting in that cubicle, the phone is ringing, the computer's on, the boss is yelling at somebody, you might lose your job. What are they going to order for lunch? You're going to have to work late tonight. That is unbelievably distracting. Unbelievably distracting. So you come to a place like this, and you sit down, and what's going on? There's no cubicle, there's no computer, there's no phone ringing, there's nothing else, but your noise is probably just as rapid and assaulting as it is in the office. And why is that? Why is the mind just as active in stillness as it is in the activity of the world? Well, it's habit, really. It just doesn't know how to slow down. But when you're sitting here focused, and when you have somebody looking you in the eye, you have to see it all differently. There's a kind of an accountability. And you go to say in yourself, okay, let me, while I'm here, let go of the world, let go of the noise, let go of my distraction, let go of what I want to do tomorrow and what I did yesterday. Let me just be in this moment. And then suddenly, for many of you, the moment announces itself. And it announces itself in a very undramatic way. A lot of people are waiting for it to come in a certain way, and therefore they miss it every time. They want the moment, the truth, the reality, to come in some thunderclap of awakening. And it doesn't come like that, usually. It comes in this very simple way of your sitting there. And suddenly you feel full. You feel right. You feel present. You're not at all concerned about you. You're not at all concerned about anything. You're not thinking about anything particularly. The mind, if it's moving at all, is very, very slow. There's a kind of presence, a kind of sensing of your whole being, of your whole body. And it feels like that's where you belong. That's really what, in a sense, you're looking for. And that really is what is going on all the time. And it's really what is available to you at any second if you simply accept what is. You accept it. This is it. This is it. This is all there is. There is nothing else but this. And this is it. It's a great teaching because it doesn't mean you have to go to anywhere else to be this. It means that what's happening now is this. Your awakening is in this. There are no particular special circumstances required. You don't have to go anywhere, call anybody, have a teacher, read a book. This is it. And the moment you know that, it's always this moment that's the opportunity to be in touch with it. It's always present. It never goes away. You're never absent from the opportunity to be present in where you are. And that's an extraordinary thing. You don't have to drive 30 miles from Boston or from New Jersey, or you don't have to come from Illinois. You don't have to come from anywhere. All you have to do is be where you are. You don't have to try to do anything. You don't have to try to force yourself into being present because you're already present. You're already this. You're already the exact thing you're trying to become. You are that. And every spiritual teaching will tell you that, and anyone who sits in front of you at any place you go, anywhere in the world, will tell you exactly what I'm telling you right now. There's nothing for you to do except go, aha. That aha happens to be a big thing. It took me 35, 40 years of sitting and trying and trying to get it. To understand, there's nothing to get. There's nothing to get. What are you trying to get? You're trying to get this? This is it. You already have it. You can't get it. You can't get it because you're it. You are it. So this whole struggle, the fight, the desire to get something is really to get something else than what you are. It's not about something other than what you are. It's what you are. That's it. Your complexity, your problems, your stuff, all of the stuff that represents your universe is it. It's not wrong. None of it's wrong. It's just it. And the minute you get that, you go, oh. And you stop trying to change it all because what's to change? The next moment will still be it. You can change it. You can change it in order to make it maybe a little more comfortable. That's human. You can change it in order because to do more. After a while, you do get bored. It's human nature. You want to change it. Growth does occur in human experience. You know, real growth is what? Rudy always talked about growing. And growing is basically the more artful experience of being present. If you are truly present in the moment, it is not just stillness that arises, but it is the instinct to be and to do. Great art comes out of stillness. Great business comes out of stillness. Buildings are built. The worlds are built out of human stillness. Where do you think the idea for a building comes from? You think it comes from your mind cognating? It doesn't. It arises within you. The idea of everything that you do in life arises from somewhere. If you really are witnessing your own stillness, you will watch that stuff come up. And if you are conscious, you'll say, I understand this. I can engage this. I can make this part of my material life. And as you make it part of your material life, it becomes an expression of this. This is it. I can go on forever analogizing and trying to find the way into your mind to make you get what I'm talking about. But there's no way for me to give it to you. There's no way even for me to say it that you will automatically go, oh, I got it. All I can tell you is that the journey to this is your own private journey. It only happens because you are asking for it to happen. You are ready for it to happen. And you acknowledge in yourself the willingness to allow it to happen. And by happen, I mean that you finally come to realize what I'm saying, which is, it isn't other than what you are, it is what you are. It isn't going to be coming to you in 5 years. It isn't something that will come if you're a good person or a bad person. It is here at this very second, and at some point you will know that. And you can know it right now if you want to. And that's really the whole class. Any questions? George.
Rudy used to say, you know, your realization is that when you get somewhere, there's just more to get. I mean, basically, yeah.
Well,
work is your work.
Yes, no, I mean, that's, yes, there's more to get, but what that really means is that the this is not static. This keeps changing.
You get this and then you lose it.
Well, no, I don't know that you lose it. You get it, and, you know, you sell a great piece of furniture. You don't go, ah, oh, I did it, I'm done. Now there's another great piece of furniture to sell, and another, and more customers will come into the store. The this is in endless movement, and your stillness observes that movement and says, oh, look who's coming in the store, and oh, look, they're looking at that piece, but maybe if you lead them over to that one, they'll buy the better one instead, and all of that is you're engaging the moment. You are present in this. This is not dead. It's not still and empty and finished. It is alive and present, always. And so everything leads to the next thing until you're dead. And when you're dead, who knows? It probably still goes on. I mean, Rudy sensed that it never ends. It's always, always engaging what is. And what is constantly morphing. And so you have to engage its morphing. And you can't say, well, I like this version of it and I don't like that version of it. You can. People do it all the time. They can go, well, I like this isness, but I don't like that isness. Then you're not in the moment. You're rejecting what is. The awakening is, this is it, whatever it is. And your job is to go, okay, I will now, in some deep and profound and simple way, accept it. Be one with it. That's awakening. That's really how it works. It doesn't end ever, as far as I know. But what ends is that the still point within you that engages all that never changes, never alters, never... there is no movement in that. The movement is in everything else, but you are always completely present, emotionless. Except when you use it. Yes. Except when you lose it. And when you lose it, after a while, the training ground is to just go, okay, I lost it. And accept it so quickly and completely that you're right back where you were, which is, in a sense, nowhere, no place, no anything. It's just where you are. Look, we've all been doing this for years, and it's like, Where do we get to? And what what finally hit me some years ago, excuse me, is you just don't get anywhere other than where you are. You open your eyes from a meditation, where are you? You're still here. You get up in the morning, where are you? You're still here. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, you're here. Even in your dream, that's where you are. Where else are you? What else is it? You keep waiting for it to be something else. It's never something else. It's always this. So you might as well say, okay, this is it. Now what? Now what is, oh my God, this is it. This is really it. There's nothing else but this. And this is it. Okay. Thank you guys very much.